Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from August 5, 2025. My name is David Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at Nasdaq Dorsey Wray. Taking a look at yesterday's performance, we saw equity indices rebound after that down day on Friday. Saw the Russell 2000 lead the way to the upside, up over 2%. Nasdaq Composite just shy of it there. Saw international equities also back in positive territory, both over 1% there. Crude the only thing notably down there, down about 1.5%. First, taking a look at that chart of crude oil. We see that down day yesterday brings it back into a column of O's here, testing that support there, that bullish support line at 66. From here, move below 65 would return it to a sell signal, as well as flip that trend back to negative for crude oil. Now, we also see support there at 64, that sort of prior resistance in a way that we had saw there, but additional down in the 60s on those lows at 56. Now, looking on to equity indices, we did see the Dow reverse back into a column of X's there at 44,000, still technically maintaining a sell signal after that double bottom break there at 43,600. As for the Russell 1000, we actually saw it reverse back into X's, putting in a higher bottom there at 3,400, reversing into X's at 3,460. Only two index charts or U.S. equity index charts we saw move back into a column of X's. As far as bullish percent action goes, no additional action, but did want to note that we did see the bullish percent for SPX dive down into the mid-50s following Friday's action. We covered the BP for NYSE yesterday. And then when we look at the bullish percent for the S&P 600, which had been somewhat of a stalwart, did see it reverse down too and move down below 50%. Now, looking on to earnings here, we did see Palantir report yesterday. PLTR currently up about over 6.5% this morning, looking like it'll complete that shakeout pattern with triple top break there at 162, moving above the 170 level currently pre-market. So keep an eye on that. Additional action coming out of Vertex Pharmaceuticals, VRTX. Results were overshadowed by a disappointing announcement of a trial of one of their drugs. So they are down about 13.5% this morning, trading at 410 last we looked. So looking like they'll complete this bearish catapult with a double bottom break. They're at 416, take out that near-term support there at 424. So keep a very close eye on this one. The last line of defense potentially there at 380, obviously depending on cost basis, but that support well below current trading levels. So keep an eye on VRTX this morning. Potential moves maybe worth talking about there this morning. Axon Enterprises, AXON. If you're scratching your head on what this company does, they actually make tasers, if you're familiar with those, if you've seen them in by any officers or any babies or anything like that. Yep, those guys make tasers. So AXON up this morning after an earnings beat, up about 8%, trading above the $800 level, looking like it's going to challenge these all-time highs here, complete a bullish catapult with a double top break there at 768. Again, challenging these highs from what we saw in late June, early July there in the $800 level. But that'll wrap us up for this morning. We do have earnings for AMD highlighting today, as well as a few others. So, as always, if you have any questions about a particular chart you may be looking at, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice day.